Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Leaders Ask Jesus, What Authority Do You Have? Which leaders are we talking about? We are talking about the chief priest and the leader of their community in Jerusalem when Jesus was on the earth before he went to be in heaven with God. And right now we're reading the Bible in 1 year. We're encouraging you to read the Bible with us. You read along with us. We will, by December 31st, you will have read the whole Bible. And I'm sure you will be proud about that. But today, we're reading in the New Testament, Matthew 21. When Jesus returned to the temple and he was teaching, the chief priests and leaders demanded to know by whose authority he had thrown out the merchants the day before. So every day he was going to the temple. And the day before this day, he drove the merchants out of the temple. And he said, my house is not a den. It is a place of prayer. Tell you if you can answer one question first, Jesus replied. Was John the Baptist sent by God or not? And the leaders talked it over among themselves, and they were saying, if we say from God, they said, then he will ask us, why didn't we believe what John said? And if we deny that God sent him, we will be mobbed, for the crowd all think he was a prophet. And so they finally replied, we don't know. And Jesus said, then I won't answer your question either. Jesus said, a man with two sons told the older boy, son, go out and work on the farm today. I won't, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. And the father told the youngest, you go, he said. And he said, yes, sir, I will. But he didn't. Which one of the two was obeying his father? And they replied, the first, of course. Surely evil men and prostitutes will get into the kingdom before you do. John the Baptist told you to repent and turn to God, but you wouldn't. But evil men and prostitutes did turn to God. When you refuse to repent, you couldn't believe. When the chief priests and the leaders realized that Jesus was talking about them, they wanted to get rid of him because they were afraid to, but they were afraid because of the crowd, for they accepted Jesus as a prophet. Friends, in heaven, earth, and beneath the earth, that's what the Bible says. Philippians 2:9-7. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and even given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things beneath the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And Jesus already, the leaders wanted to know, where did he get his authority? He didn't get it from school. He didn't get it from church. He didn't get it from people. He received his authority from God. God gave him authority. And why did God give him authority? Because he paid the price. What was the price that he paid? He died on the cross for you and for me, anyone who calls upon his name. And because he paid the price with his own blood, he went to the cross. He died, hung on the cross and died. And he was buried and he rose up in 3 days. You can read that for yourself in the Bible and test the words that I say and always check out what people are saying about God. If it's the truth, God, Jesus, who paid the price for a reason. What was the reason? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him will be saved. God sent his only Son to pay the price. Why? Because the blood of lambs, the blood of sheep, the blood of oxen was not good enough. How can an animal die for a human being? The animal doesn't understand what it's doing. It doesn't understand why he's got to die. But Jesus knew. It had to be a person, somebody that was sinless, that could, he didn't have to go and be put on the cross and suffer all that degradation and the beatings and whatever else he suffered. He didn't have to do it. But he was pleased to come and obey his Father and do the Father's will. If Jesus, who is God, who is over everything in heaven and in the earth and below the earth, are we? We are his. When we come to Jesus, we inherit the same things that Jesus has. Why? Because God said that all of us, whoever knows Jesus, whoever receives the Lord Jesus and his salvation, what he did for us, we will become the sons of God. We will have a family, even though we have a family here, but we will have a heavenly family, family in heaven with all of the people who have accepted the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, Lord, some things we don't understand. We don't understand why you sent Jesus to die for us. We know that we are sinners. And we don't deserve it. But not about us and what we did and how we respond. It's about you who loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall be saved. And one thing I know about you, you keep your word. If you tell us something, you're going to bring it to pass. And God, we're just expecting you to return. As the Bible says, one day Jesus will return. And he will come out of the sky. Holy Spirit is here right now. But one day, Jesus will return in the flesh. Every eye will see him. You read Revelation around 19, 20, around there. And it says the heaven opened up. The heaven opened up. And the people on the earth will be looking up and will see God sitting on the throne. That's what the Bible says. And then it says that the heavens will open. And Jesus comes forth on a white horse. And on his leg will be a tattoo saying, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's a crown. And he will come forth, coming back to the earth to live here for 1,000 years and rule from Jerusalem. Now, if you want to, you could tear that page out and throw it away. But it's still the truth. That's going to change. Will never change. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for dying for us. We thank you for receiving us, even though we don't deserve it, Father God. Lord, we give you all the glory. We're going to be part of that number because we love you, Father God. We will, Father God, serve you in all our hearts, soul. Lord, thank you for all the souls. Leaving this word right now, turning their lives over to Jesus. Those who are sick, turn to Jesus. Those who have mental health issues, turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who feel rejected.